I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Centre MPP, Kristen Wong Tam, is being named the Ontario NDP's critic for the Attorney General and 2S LGBTQ plus issues this week. Wong Tam was announced as the new critic in these roles by interim NDP leader Peter Tubbins. In a recent email to NDP supporters, Wong Tam writes that they will table the Gender-Affirming Healthcare Act from the previous session prior to the onset of the June 2nd Ontario election. The bill was first put forward by former Toronto Centre MPP Suze Morrison, who did not seek re-election due to health reasons.
The official opposition, together we have supported this community, my community, your community, the queer community. We have, in 2012, led the way to entrench transgender and diverse, gender-diverse people's rights in the Ontario Human Rights Code. In 2015, we led the way to ban conversion therapy. In 2016, we led the way to ensure that we can have equal parenting rights, which meant that when my wife gave birth to our son, I didn't have to adopt him. Now, when the provincial parliament is called back in the weeks ahead, I'll be tabling an Ontario NDP bill that is a repeat bill that my predecessor, MPP Suze Morrison, who I know is in the audience somewhere, when she tried to create the Gender-Affirming Healthcare Act, and it was stalled by the Conservative government. Yay! So I'm gonna try to do everything I can to make sure that the good work that Suze Morrison started is gonna be finished, but with your support this time, because we know that gender-affirming healthcare is life-saving healthcare.
During an all-candidates debate in May, Wong Tam reaffirmed their commitment to providing gender-affirming care for the city's 2S LGBTQ plus communities.
So I will tell you that the NDP has committed to creating an 2S LGBT inclusion action plan. And what this will do is actually ensure that the lived experiences of our community members are going to inform the changes necessary so that we can stay healthy and safe. And that includes providing adequate supports through healthcare, education, long-term care. So from the beginning of life to the end of life and everything in the middle. It also means that we're going to invest in these services by ensuring that we provide adequate funding for universal, publicly funded mental health support. So therefore, for those who need access to mental health care, especially by when it comes to breaking down barriers, but also by building themselves up so that they can stay healthy, that is going to be critically important.
Further, Wong Tam said that actions cannot be symbolic, especially during Pride Month.
So a large number of our reforms need to take place through those institutions. It can't just be individual acts of kindness, which are very important. They are symbolic, but it has to be structural change, and it can't be when it's only convenient. So marching in pride is just the easiest thing. It's the lowest hanging fruit from any premier to do, and it can't just be wearing a t-shirt when it's convenient to wear pink, but it's about standing up for the community when we need it the most, when it's the most convenient, and even when it means that you pay a political price, and that's what the NDP will do. Thank you.
As Attorney General critic, Wong Tam said they will analyze Premier Doug Ford's high-profile legal challenges regarding policies and legislation. During his past 4 years as Premier, Ford used the notwithstanding clause to push his reduction of Toronto City Council by half under the Better Government Act in 2018. Recently, Ford used the clause in the 2022 election campaign to remove the $600,000 cap on third-party advertising for parties. The notwithstanding clause allows elected Canadian leaders to override court rulings on certain bills, according to the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. In the letter to supporters, Wong Tam writes, quote, "Ontarians deserve good and wise government that respects the rule of law. I'll work hard to protect our democracy, civic institutions, and human rights." End quote. During the 2022 provincial election, Wong Tam held the NDP seat in the traditional Liberal stronghold of the downtown core with 43% of the vote. Prior to the election, they were a Toronto Centre City Councillor since 2010. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.